That voice was overdubbed by Mel Brooks.
No, was it? But it, I get it's funny you should say that. Every time I see it, I think that's not his voice. You know,
Mel Brooks was the only one who
spoiled it for me until now. I shall enjoy the film.
We've kept the goodies till last, the best till last. Briefly, how did the series The Goodies come about?
Roughly speaking, very roughly speaking and rapidly speaking, I mean, we had worked in various shows for the BBC. You know, it's a bit like Rock Family Trees. I think they did a comedy family tree, you know, where somebody crosses over into...
Oh, and it becomes very complicated.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
octopuses, doesn't it?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So it's like you know, the lead guitar player goes and plays with him and the city comes over. And there was a lot of that going on, so it's involved several other shows.
But essentially, it came out of the footlights in your huge success, global success with the Cambridge Circus.
Well, yes.
And then people picking that up and wanting to put it on TV.
Yeah, but they put lots of other things which weren't very good on, of course. That was our fault. But yes, straight from university. This is an incentive for any young people here who are wondering whether they should go to university. Go to university and become John Cleese. That's what you do. You probably bloody can these days, that's the thing. You can read anything these days, can't you? You virtually any subject, I'm sure there must be. I'm doing my degree in silly comedy.
John Cleese studies, yes.
Yeah.
Was it the BBC's idea or was it yours?
No, the BBC doesn't have ideas. I think the you know better than that. They are there to make your wages smaller and eventually fire you. That's their job. No, in fact, Tim and Graham had a show called Broaden Your Mind, which had been going for a couple of series, and I think I'd come in and do a few little songs. Context, and then the BBC person actually who deserves credit was, I think it was Michael Mills, who was the head of comedy in those days, and got us in, and he said, well, we're thinking of doing another series, and much credit to these young gentlemen, who were both in, and they said, no, we don't want to do that, we're going to try and do something new, and basically we just started, I don't know whether we shared the onus of doing this, just said, you know, well, we're going to do something where there's these three people who do funny things. You know, we do anything, anytime, but in a funny way. And he said, sounds like the sort of idea I get all the time, but presumably you're going to do something different with it. Have a series. That wouldn't happen nowadays.
I was going to say, you would never get a commission like that.
No,
you'd be expected to make several pilots, and then they'd be